Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So let's start with the big picture. What is the PASOK's ownership group proposing to build on this land in downtown Providence?
Well, they are proposing to build an approximately 10,000-seat ballpark on 7.5 acres of the roughly 20 acres made available for redevelopment by the relocation of Interstate 195. They pitch this as something that would be an economic generator for Providence and available not just for the PASOK, but also collegiate football, concerts, perhaps high school sports, and other events like that.
And of course, the question everyone been asking, just how much is this going to cost the state?
The ownership says they will pay themselves to build this ballpark to the tune of about $70 million. They say the total cost would be $85 million. It would be $5 million in their estimation to move some of the utilities that are underneath the site and $10 million to invest in a parking garage as part of the South Street Landing project nearby that would accommodate some of the cars coming and going from PASOK games. But here's the nitty-gritty on what the ask is in terms of public dollars. Basically, the PASOK ownership wants the state of Rhode Island to pay $5 million to lease the ballpark every year for 30 years. The PASOK would pay the state $1 million in a sublease, bringing the annual cost to the state down to $4 million. And the ownership argues that the real cost or the actual cost for the state would only be about $2 million a year because they say the ballpark would generate $2 million in annual state revenue in terms of sales taxes, hotel taxes, things like that. So just to recap, they say the annual cost to the state would be about $2 million a year to make this ballpark plan happen.
And Ian, can you give us a little bit of a description and overview of what this park is going to look like, how it'd be situated, how the plans they unveiled look?
Well, it's worth noting that the PASOK are, of course, part of the Boston Red Sox franchise. Fenway Park is the oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball, and Larry Lucchino, the president and CEO of the Red Sox, has been involved in building new retro-style ballparks, most notably in Baltimore, where there's Camden Yards, although it's more than 20 years old now. You get some of the charm factor of Fenway Park while it's also being much more comfortable. The plan being envisioned for the PASOK is something similar to that, although, of course, on a much smaller scale than a major league ballpark. A minor league ballpark would have only about 10,000 seats, but the renderings, not surprisingly, make it look very nice on the Providence waterfront. The ownership touts the vistas of the surrounding downtown and College Hill. If you're a baseball fan, there is a certain romance to the site.
The renderings, I think, show some kayakers in the water.
Yeah, and they talk about home runs splashing into the Providence River also.
But the bottom line is that annually this will cost the state of Rhode Island $2 to $4 million. So is that a reasonable deal for taxpayers and the state?
Well, that is really the nub of the issue here, Elizabeth, and that's something we're going to see debated in the months to come. Governor Raimondo reacted cautiously. She said it's exciting to talk about a downtown ballpark, but that the state really needs to wrap its mind around whether this is something that it can afford and whether it's a good use of the money. The real question here is whether the PASOK are going to stay in Rhode Island or move somewhere else, most likely Massachusetts. There are a lot of people in the aftermath of the state's disastrous experience with 38 studios who are opposed to any kind of public subsidy. But let's face it, it's going to take public subsidy to bring some activity to the former I-195 land anyway. Governor Raimondo has included $25 million in her budget proposal for that, and officials say some kind of added tax benefit is needed to make the I-195 land more competitive and more attractive to developers. There are other states, including Massachusetts, that would jump at the chance to use some kind of public subsidy to attract the PASOK, and it would be a big psychic blow for Rhode Island to lose the team, even if they were to go only, 15 or 20 miles across the line into Massachusetts.
Now, Ian, the PASOK say they want a decision from Rhode Island pretty quickly on on this. What's the timeline they've given here?
Well, legislation would be needed to make this ballpark plan come to reality. There will certainly be legislative hearings on that. It's not hard to imagine that the state might want to conduct its due diligence in the form of an independent economic impact study separate from the one done by the Pawsox ownership. Pawsox ownership also requires a zoning change from the city of Providence to make the ballpark a permitted use. And they're asking that the ballpark be exempt from property taxes in Providence. And these are things that the ownership says need to happen in roughly the next 2 or 3 months for this ballpark proposal to go ahead. And I'm sure we'll hear a lot of debate about it in the months to come.
You mentioned, Ian, that Governor Gina Raimondo reacted cautiously to the proposal. What about Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza?
Mayor Elorza, with City Council President Luis Aponte, issued a joint statement outlining a 9-point framework that they have developed with some input for the Raimondo administration for vetting this ballpark proposal. It encompasses a wide variety of factors, from economic spinoff to recreational opportunities and things like that. It's obviously they were anticipating this development yesterday, the announcement of the ballpark proposal, and that's the lens through which they'll be considering this proposal.
And we're running short on time, but what really is at stake here for the state and for the city of Providence?
Well, it's really whether the Pawsox stay in Rhode Island or go somewhere else. I asked James Skeffington, the president of the Pawsox, if this is basically putting a gun to the state and saying pony up or else we're leaving town. He denied that was the case, but he was pretty clear in saying the Pawsox have an aggressive timetable, and certainly they're looking for a level of subsidy from the state. And just to look at it in a realistic way, Massachusetts would probably be pretty happy to offer that subsidy if Rhode Island doesn't.
Well, Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis, thanks for giving us the details on the Pawsox plan to build the new stadium in Providence.
Thank you, Elizabeth.